What's up, y'all? Good evening, y'all. Listen to your boy MVP, most valuable Paul, the proud radical black Puerto Rican man and God for the Bronx with life. Started Kermit's on Bridgeport CT. Folks, we're just enjoying a wonderful Sunday afternoon. By the grace of God, we woke up. We was not promised today. So let's be grateful and not take life for granted. And don't disrespect the life that the Lord gave us. And I wanted to share a message that really resonated with me today when I was in church. But I want to start with a prayer to once again be guided by Holy Spirit. And before I said the prayer, I just want to just first of all acknowledge Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do. For without you, nothing happens. And I'm so gratefully thankful to you, Lord. Couldn't do it without you. And I want to just first of all acknowledge and give a shout out to the subscribers that have subscribed to UDR Production Go Love Team, who have supported MVP, Most Valuable Paul, from the very beginning, who supported my man Dor from the very beginning. And we want to continue to encourage you guys to listen to the message, be uplifted, be inspired, and just continue to be motivated. And just always make the best of every situation, no matter how tough things may be. So with that being said, guys, once again, subscribe, like, comment, and share, and let the message inspire people. And this prayer goes like this. Thank you, Lord. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit. Father God, thank you, Lord, for just blessing my boy and I for another day. Another day to celebrate life. Another day to just glorify you, Lord. Another opportunity to be a blessing to someone that needs to not just hear the message, but digest it like so thoroughly, Father God, that they will continue to be administered to and cultivate, grow, and continue to be an inspiration. Let's rock today. We give you all the honor and glory. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that you do. And I want to share this poem. It's called The Wickedness of the World. And the reason why this poem is called that is because there's a lot of calamities in terms of the chaos, in terms of the trials, the sorrows, you know, the frustration. There's a lot of evil. Thank you, sir. Yes. And I wanted to bring forth the attention to why it's important to always stay grounded in the Word of God. Because without Him, nothing happens. And life doesn't proceed without His blessings. So there's a lot of wickedness going on in the world still. And it's about bringing forth the attention. The poem goes like this. And, oh, by the way, April is National Poetry Month, so let's just put that in perspective as well. So the poem goes like this, called The Wickedness of the World. All of you need to hear scriptures that states, hear, O heaven, lend God your ear, but nobody wants to hear. Because the truth hurts when you don't want to hear. Therefore you go deaf. Nobody wants to listen to when he say, I have nourished and brought up children, and they rebelled against me. So why do the children rebel? It's a generational curse with chains so unbroken by parents who will not spread the good word, the gospel, but they rather gossip idiotic commentaries on reality shows that's not even a reality, other than reasons to raise children to be what you hate. It's easy to hate, but love, people say they love, only love they understand is the definition based on the dictionary, where people can turn on you with a snap of a finger just like that. Love is not about hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good, like Romans 12:9 states. Love each other the way God loves us. Don't say I love you, and then when disagreements arise, it's justified to slander someone. Those are not God's words, nor his actions. Be affectionately kind to one another wholeheartedly, and not ostracize someone maliciously. Your head pounds with anger, your hand aches with blood. You need to get right with him. Ask him to cleanse you from sins. Abhor and cease evil. Ascertain good. Seek the wrong of the injustice. Suppress the oppressor, not the creator, who gave you life. But if you disobey and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. If you don't believe me, read Isaiah 1:20, for the Bible confirms what the Lord is saying. Then let me know what you learned. Not on your own understanding, but his words. And that's the poem, The Wickedness of the World. And like I said, this poem just continues to bring awareness of how it is so important for us as believers and most of all disciples to continue to honor what God says for us, his message, and just bringing forth the truth of what we need to be doing on a regular basis. And like I said, I'm just here to encourage people. I'm here to just bring forth the effort in terms of awareness. It's not about debating. It's not about arguing, because where you are in your life, that's your business. But do not be a poor influential to someone to have hidden agendas because what the Lord says doesn't satisfy your likings. It's not about satisfying your likings. It's about understanding and fathoming and receiving His truth. And I want to share something that really, you know, I was really listening to something very intently this morning when I was in church. And I want to just sort of echo off the message a little bit. But I want to take it from the scripture. And this scripture comes from Isaiah 43, 1 through 7. Just bear me 1 second as I look for Isaiah somewhere there. There we go. There we go. Bear me 1 second, y'all. Okay, there we go. So I want to share this something. It's called The Redeemer of Israel. And it's a very powerful passage. I love the fact that it talks about God's promise. And this message is called Fear Not from the book of Isaiah. So Isaiah 43, 1 through 7 says, "But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flames scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed them, yes, I have made him. Bring out the blind people who have eyes and the deaf who have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show its former things? Let them bring out their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth." And let me just share this. It's a wonderful passage. I mean, when you think about the meaning of what it means, I mean, think about the idea when the Lord says, "Fear not, for I redeemed you." So redeemed talks about being bought. And I know there's people out here right now that's going through different journeys called life. The life that God has blessed us with is a journey. And we go through different phases, different emotions, different times in our lives where, you know, we go through different life experiences, good and bad. And sometimes when we go through crisis, you know, sometimes fear creeps up in my minds and our hearts and our souls and start having doubts and being afraid because, you know, at that moment you panic and you're not sure what to do. But I love how the Lord said, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you." So there's no need to be afraid. And that He bought you, meaning like you are His possession. Every one of us who love the Lord, we became His possession because He's letting us know that we are a part of His kingdom. We are a part of His legacy. We are a part of Him because our lives have been given to Him. Those who truly gave their lives to Christ is what He's basically talking about. And I believe that many of us have gone through struggles. Many of us go through different battles. But don't let fear creep in. The only thing that I hear people say is that, you know, you hear fear is an option, or they say fear is optional. I disagree with that. Fear is not an option, because optional is a choice of what you're going to make. I believe that fear is not an option because you don't let the apprehension of being afraid creep in to where you start doubting and start questioning and start making rash decisions without really knowing the whole facts as far as how to go about it, as far as what to do. And a lot of times folks just tend to like look elsewhere, straight, sideways, even look back, but they forget to look up and say, "Lord, I'm in this predicament right now. Help me get out of it." And there's nothing wrong with having that moment, like, you know, you get like a rush and it's normal. So I don't want to come across like it's abnormal to have that time to be afraid. But don't make that an option as far as a choice. That should never be a choice to say, "I'm going to be afraid." The choice has to really be, "Fear not, for the Lord is with me." Fear not. Don't be scared. Let me give a quick acknowledgement. I see Leslie. I see a clap. I see the praises and their hands clapped together for us in praying. Thank you, Leslie. God bless you. I hope you're doing really well with you and your family always. And it's really important to understand fear not. Fear not means be unafraid. Fear not means I trust in you, Lord, through the midst of chaos. I see Camilla Hammond coming on with another prayer mode as far as the emoji and the hands clap. Yes, God bless you, Camilla. Hope you're doing well. Enjoy your wonderful Sunday. Thank you for listening to today. Think about what it means to know that you are His. Man, people, let me tell you something. People going to be, listen, you got people that don't want to be bothered when you have a moment of crisis with this fear at the moment, with this confusion at the moment, and they don't want to be bothered. But think about what the Lord says, that you are mine. I've redeemed you. Fear not, for I am with you. Yo, that's a powerful promise. I see DJ Vivace saying, good evening, everyone. Good afternoon, DJ. God bless you. I hope you're doing really well. And peace and blessings. It's so important to hold on to that promise that in this journey, every one of us is going through something. Now, I don't know who I'm speaking to specifically, but I'm just going to put things out there for us perspectives, for us different life situations that a lot of us have gone through. So if there's any financial hardships that one's going through, if there's any medical ailments like COVID, cancer, diabetes, if there's anything disrupting the marriage or interceding to create hatred in marriages, to create contention among friendship and contention among congregation, where you know you don't like someone, they don't like you, and there's beefs and that. Listen, we need to stop all this, man, because sometimes what that does, it creates not only just fear in that regard for us not wanting to step in or not wanting to be in that arena, but it causes people to just get away and to walk away, and you wonder why churches continue to fall short, because there's too much animosity and too much tension there that's unneeded and that's unwarranted and it's unwanted. At the end of the day, it's unwelcoming because people go through different life experiences in itself. There's always going to be challenges and trials there, and that's why some folks might have that fear. But the Bible says once again, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. Think about this. The Lord called you by your name, for you are His. Man, that's just so, it's just so humbling. It's so heartfelt. And it's just a warm sensation of, wow, Lord, I belong to you. You call my name. And then think about this. And this whole journey I was talking about, how the Bible says that when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. So he's not saying that, you know, it's like saying, for example, if you go into the swimming pool and you don't know how to swim and you start to panic. But when you start moving in a way that's led by the Spirit to help you move, you're not going to drown. You're not going to be afraid. Because the fear is, man, I don't know how to swim. You're going to start dog paddling crazily and you might just start sinking and don't know how to swim. But when you are led by the Spirit to lead you, to move you physically and spiritually, and you trust Him to guide you to get out of that position so you don't drown, you're going to be safe. So that's the beautiful thing about it. So when you go through those waters, He's going to be with you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. I mean, think about that story in the book of Daniel, how they was praying to God while everybody was, you know, bowing down to the false God. And they went out there to the furnace and they was going to get lit on fire. But the Lord didn't burn them because He was with them and He set them free. Look how powerful that is. That is like wow, this happened. Like it happened. So this is something for us to be reminded, is that you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. Like sometimes, you know, you might get caught on fire and maybe a part of your hand might get burned with the skin or your clothes might get burned out, but you didn't get scorched where like no one can recognize you. It's powerful. It is so powerful. There is no other God that can do that but the one and only truly God, which is His Son, Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. No other man will ever do that. No one will do that but Him. And this is why the journey that we all go is going to be different. And sometimes we're going to go through motions in life where something happens and we're going to react a certain way, which, you know, we are human. So we're not going to make it seem like that. We're going to be holier than thou, because I'm going to say y'all lying, because no one's holier than thou. That's why we always constantly battle the spirit and the flesh constantly, because there's always going to be conflict there. But this is why it's important to be led by the Spirit, to just be inspired, to be motivated, to trust in Him to get through that. DJ Vibration said, yes, powerful. Absolutely. Listen, man, my walk with the Lord is that for real for me. Is that real for me? Because yes, my sole purpose is to glorify God. And I believe that the Lord is using this platform that He had blessed my boy and I to say, look, this is what y'all praying for. I'm going to give y'all what y'all need. Now do the right thing and glorify my name using this platform. And this is what we're doing. It's very simple. And fear not. Don't worry about the haters. Because you're going to have haters going to, you know, Ray Shaman. And I pray it doesn't Shaman, you know, right now doing the whole YouTube interactive live. Leslie said amen. Yes, amen. Continue to pray the ministry up in prayer. You know, fear not. You might have haters. I'm not saying y'all guys. I'm saying you guys. I love y'all to death. I'm talking about those who don't understand who MVP is. Or those who don't understand UDL, but doesn't go love team. Or those who just want to be ignorant and want to just be a hater. Because you want to just create doubt and try to create doubt in terms of, you know, doubting us and who we are and what we do. But guess what? We're going to persevere and continue to march on and go forward and continue to fight this fight. So fear not, for the Lord is with us. That statement alone is like a promise. That wherever you go, whatever you're doing, fear not, for I am with you. Ain't nobody going to do that but Him. That's why I always tell folks, don't always put your trust in God. Don't ever put your trust in man. And when I mean man, human, woman. That's why the word man is in there. I got to make that really clear, because I'm not trying to, like, you know, just target a certain gender and everybody else. No. We have to, this applies to all. And I love the fact that the Holy One, that's from Israel, your Savior. Man, that's, I don't see how anyone can sit there and not see that God loves you. I don't see how anyone can sit there and say that the Lord doesn't love you. And all He wants you to do is just acknowledge Him as your Savior. Because He saves. That's why Savior, He's a saver. He saves. But you got to get down with Him and get to be engaged and plugged in and help build and manifest into His kingdom. Because I don't know what other place that you want to go to but His kingdom. And think of it like this. If people were more cognizant and more humble to realize that we are a bigger nation. And I'm not talking about the United Nations. I'm not talking about this country or everywhere else in the world. I'm talking about the greatest nation is God's kingdom. Can you imagine if people smarten up and realize and acknowledge that we are a bigger nation? As far as God's kingdom, you're going to be amazed at how the Lord is moving. But as long as this, you know how birds are chirping and they start, you know, yapping away, flapping their gums and chirping away? That's like people. They start chirping away, gossiping, slandering, running their mouths, flapping their gums about they don't like this person don't like this person, and I don't care who's in the pulpit, excuse me, or who's in the backseat, or whoever's up there, I don't like you. Man, stop all that, because you sound like clowns. You sound like actual clowns. Because when you realize that we are a nation of God, the biggest nation that He manifested and built, oh man. I tell you, man, I don't know about y'all, but that's the kind of nation I'm in. That's the kind of nation I want to be in. I want to be in God's nation. I want to be in the Lord Jesus Christ's nation. Because that nation is bigger than anybody. Bigger than, and I'm saying quote unquote celebrities, bigger than churches in the building, bigger than the pastors, bigger than people who claim to be leaders. Yo, we are big. Yo, the nation is bigger than you can imagine. And yes, the Lord's gonna put people in position for a purpose. I get all that. But at the end of the day, no one is better than nobody. We're just different then. But we need to intertwine and continue to build and continue to unite and continue to grow together and do better and elevate together. And when we, and I'm not even going to say we, because you know what, man? I'm not going to sit there and listen, let me just make something real clear. I'm not going to include myself in the we. Not saying that I'm better than. But what I'm just simply saying is that I've been taking actions and stances and just putting things in motion and just continue to maneuver. And I'm not saying that I'm done, because I'm not. But it's easy to point out and say how, oh, we need to come together, we need to do this and do that. But where's the action put in play? And this goes back to the idea of, you know, fear not. Don't be afraid to step into a new arena. Don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone. Don't be afraid to, you know, encourage someone. Don't be afraid to, you know, come alongside and say, look, sister, look, brother, you know, you're not alone. God is with you. Let's pray together. Let's continue to be a blessing. You know, what do you need? You know what I mean? And continue to keep figuring things out and trust in the Lord's plans, because he has masterful plans for all of us. But we need to stop thinking of ourselves and be selfish and think of him and be selfless, because that's why he's where he's at right now. That's why he's above in heaven and in earth, because he's that great. So it's plain and simple. So it's important for us to continue to just remember that he loves us and that you have been honored because of him. Think about how powerful it is to be honored by him. A lot of times, you know, folks seek rewards and trophies and, you know, all these memorabilia and looking for that kind of recognition from people. But you don't need that kind of recognition. The only recognition that really counts more than anything else is the recognition from God. For you are his child. For you are the brothers and the sisters. For you are the representatives that he's requiring us to be. You are the ambassadors that he requires you to be, to bring forth the effort and to bring forth his truth. No one else's truth. Nobody else's truth but his. That's it. That's it. Let me respond to comments here. I see DJ Vibra said wickedness. Yes, there's a lot of wickedness, and this is why we have to continue to grow and do better. And we gotta be the example. Yes, I'm not trying to come across like I'm better than, but no one can I sit there and say, and dog knows the truth, that I'm out there in the streets. I'm out there networking. I'm out there building with people. You know what I mean? Because the excuse is over. Am I going to come up short? Yes, but that's not my go-to. You know why? Because that's not the expectation. Because fear not, because the Lord's with me. Because he's like, yo, let's go. I got you. I'm with you. Don't be afraid. Oh, yeah. I got this. Yeah. The one said I got this. What you're saying? Hey, let's go. So, you know, again, what it comes down to is support. What it comes down to is encourage. What it comes down to is uplift. What it comes down to is to inspire. And stop talking about it, but be about it. It's plain and simple. And I see Camilla reply. She said, yes, absolutely. We have to continue to do better. You know what I mean? But in that same breath, don't wait on someone or something for you to make a move. Because like I said, you are leaders wherever you go. Be leaders in your household. Be leaders at church. Not according to church leaders, quote unquote, but I'm saying be leaders at your congregation. Be leaders out in the community. Be leaders at your job. Be leaders and be unafraid. And remember that the Lord is with you in this journey, because the journey is going to be scary. It's going to be roller coaster at times. It's going to go up and down. It's going to be like a wavelength. It's going to just, you know, have its moments, has its slopes, rising and falling. But you got to stay strong. And I love this part right here. What it says, bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who's called by my name, whom I have created for my glory. Yo, think about how the Lord knew your name. The Lord knew your name. He knew who you are. And he wants you to be great, because he's great. I'm telling you, man. He's calling you to be great because he is great, and glorify him. No, I'm telling you, this is such powerful affirmation, confirmation passages that the Lord says, you are great because he is great. He is the greatest. He wants you to be great. Oh, yeah. I'm going to echo words like repetitive, but it has to come across in a way to just let folks know that it's okay that you stumble. But the Lord says, I'm going to pick you up. It's okay to say, you know what, I'm afraid. The Lord said, fear not. So if someone's going through depression and feels sad, the Lord said, fear not. Smile, because I'm smiling. If someone's going through a moment where their marriage is falling apart and you're afraid that if you want to stay together or divorce, the Lord said, fear not, for I am with you. I will keep things together. Yo, I'm telling you, it's just amazing how God just says, fear not. Just those two words, just those two phrases alone, he's saying, fear not. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I redeemed you. Fear not, for I honor you. Fear not, for I love you. Listen, man, I don't know any other being, any other man, any other powerful being that would say that but Jesus Christ. That's why I encourage people to surrender your lives to Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid to walk in this journey and know that you're not alone because he's with you. I mean, let me just see this. It says, bring out the blind people who have eyes and the deaf who have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together. Yo, can you imagine how strong the nation's gonna be when we come together to honor God and not ourselves? And I'm just saying, it's, like I said, it's not just the members too, it's your church leaders too. This goes to everybody. And like I said before, ain't nobody better than nobody, period. Let the nations gather together. Nations come together. Meaning he created the whole nations and everything in it. And if you come together to glorify him, I'm telling you, that's how you know God's presence is going to be felt and saturated and moved. Because you're pointing him in the forefront. But when you start pointing yourselves, nah man, you may miss me with all that. Because at the end of the day, you're trying to glorify you ain't going to go far. So I just want to just put this out there. And like I said, you know, don't be afraid to pray to God. Don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone. Whatever it is you're going through in life, whatever it is that you're facing, if it's mental health disorders you're going through, if it's, you know, medical ailments that you're going through, if it's traumatic experiences, whatever it is in someone's life, whether it's being betrayed by friends, whether you've been molested, you know, child molestation, raped, you know, assaulted. This is going to be uncut and raw because people go through this, man. Substance abuse, overdosing of drugs and alcohol. Whoever is going through something, understand that God loves you. For fear not, for he is with you. So he's telling you, you know, stop what you're doing. Stop this madness of what you're doing. And focus on me. Fear not. Don't be afraid. If you have an addiction, nah, we're going to rebuke that. If you're going through betrayal, rebuke that. Fear not. For the Lord's going to put people in your life to bring about healing. But it starts with them to heal. So whoever's going through something, whatever it is, whatever it is, if you're a young person being expelled from school, who's incarcerated, whoever's going through something in life where they was betrayed at church, whatever it is that's going on, the Lord said, fear not, for I'm with you. Fear not, for he loves you. Fear not, for he honors you. Fear not, for you be great, because he is great. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Lord, you good, man. Yeah. I see Leslie say hallelujah. DJ Vibration said, so true. Don't be afraid. Absolutely. Listen, man. I believe that fear is not an option. Because don't make that a decision. Because I think to me, it's easy for folks to just lean towards and say, oh, I'm afraid. I'm scared. I don't know. No, don't make that an option. I understand it happens where you get a rush. I get it. I understand that. But don't let that be the decision. So if no, fear to me is not an option. Know that was there, but just hear the words of God. For the words of God is stronger than fear. And I'm gonna end it by saying this verse, 2 Timothy 1:7. For the Lord said that he not provide us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. With that being said, folks, I just want to say I thank you guys. I love you guys. And believe you me, I'm going to say this one more time. Fear not, for the Lord is with you. He's with me. He's with dog. Believe you me, the battles, the wars is for real. But fear not, for I am with you. Folks, subscribe, comment, like, and share. Share this message. Be inspired. And continue to just lift us up in ministry. I love you guys. God bless you guys. We're going to go again to next time. Peace and blessings. Out. This beat is dope. I ain't gonna front. This beat is dope. This beat is dope. It's like a laid back, mellow, like a throwback hip hop beat. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Love you guys. Out once again. Carmilla said yes, amen. Yes, amen. DJ Vibration, amen. Please lift us up in prayer. I love you guys. Stay strong. God bless. Wow, that was dope.